I ended up losing all the profit that I made, because I found myself being up at night trying to make these parlays that could like get me money back. Because like if I lost one, I wanted to win it back. It was like that strong feeling of just wanting to win all the money back all the time. This feeling of so much regret, knowing like how could you lose all that money? Like $900, it's a lot of money. I just kept losing. One of the main things that like kept me on it was it was always that feeling that like I was due to win because I had lost so many in a row, and I'd always be like one team off or one thing off, one point off, and that's what would keep me going, because I was like, well, if I'm this close, I'm gonna get the next one. And then I was like, all right guys, I'm going to bed. I hang up on the phone with them. I didn't go to bed, I kept playing, and I couldn't stop. I know I need to stop, so I did the most horrific thing that I can remember in like my 20 years of being alive.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the One Day at a Time podcast. Today's guest is AJ. He's from New Jersey, and I found him on TikTok where he was sharing his story of gambling addiction and recovery, and it's also his 90-day clean from his last bet. AJ, thanks for joining.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Of course, man. Let's tell your story. Tell us what happened and how we ended up here today.
I downloaded an app called Fliff in my senior year of high school, and I was 18. And me and my best friend were looking into sports betting because we were big on fantasy football and all that stuff going like through high school throughout the years. We found this app and we were like, oh, we can make money on this? Like, how cool is that? So they had a promotion going on during like the NFL playoffs and like the end of the season and stuff. And every day you logged in, they'd give you a free $5. We took advantage of that, just betting the full $5 essentially every game. Every week we could, we'd be going in, like doing our research, this and that, looking at like the player props and, you know, the money line bets, making parlays and just trying to make money off it. As we kept going, the wins, they did start coming in. And me and him went on like a 2-month winning streak. That's really what I guess hooked me on it to want to keep going. We were up to like $2,500 off of essentially nothing. I don't know, that feeling of like just winning and getting that like income from watching football was like such a cool feeling for me. I had worked a little bit. I was an employee at Panera Bread, but like this made it feel so easy, and I felt like I never had to work, and I could just like sit at home watching football or even like basketball or anything and just like make money off it. A couple months go by, we're about to hit the new year into 2023. I ended up losing all the profit that I made, just like because I found myself being up at night like trying to make these parlays that could like get me money back, because like if I lost one, I wanted to win it back. And it was like that strong feeling of just wanting to win all the money back all the time. When that $5 a day promotion ended, they lowered it to $1 a day. And like, I wasn't a big fan of that. So I was like, you know what? Screw this. I'm putting my debit card in and I'm going to just add my own money. Because like in my head, I'm like, you know, I'm just going to win it anyway. I ended up losing $1,700 of my own money in the span of like a week. I didn't tell my boy that I was doing it with. I just like kept it to myself, but it was very frustrating. It didn't even feel like the losses were like accumulating in my head, because I kept telling myself, oh, you're just one big win away and then you're going to be fine and you can forget about it.
When you say that you were gambling on Fliff, Fliff is something that you can sign up for when you're 18 years old. What did the gambling look like? Was it functioning the exact same way as like a regular sports book?
It was. So there were like the odds and stuff. They had money lines. They had player props. You can make parlays. Pretty much anything you could do in a normal sports book.
So I guess then the way that they get around not needing to be 21 is that it's a sweepstakes, because they're giving you that free money. And so I guess what you did essentially in depositing your own money to Fliff, what is that process like? Do you buy dollars or are you buying like some kind of in-game currency to gamble with?
Okay, so they had like different packages. They had what was called Fliff dollars and Fliff coins, and you could do a package where you get, say, like you do like a $19.99 in-game purchase, they'll give you $20 Fliff cash and like 20,000 coins.
This is a nightmare of a lawsuit coming their way at some point, because that is essentially just like a basic workaround to being a sports book for underage players. That's awful.
Absolutely.
I never got into it because by the time that I was, well, you know, I was just gambling on sports books when I was 18 using like a VPN. So I never did try Fliff, but I'd imagine that your story must resonate with millions of young men across the United States who are on Fliff between the ages of, you know, 18 and 21, because they're not supposed to be placing sports bets, but here's a legal way to do it. Can we talk about something real for a minute? If your gambling has started to feel less like fun and more like stress, trust me, you're not alone. Millions of us know what it's like to say, just one more bet, or feel that urge that's really difficult to explain. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Evive, a sponsor of today's video. Think of it as having a recovery companion right in your pocket, someone who actually understands what you're going through. No lectures, no pressure, just practical tools and genuine support when those challenging moments hit. Download Evive now and you'll get guaranteed free access through 2026. Not a trial or a limited version, but the complete platform, completely free. Because Evive believes that everyone deserves access to support that works for them. Download Evive today and take the first step towards changing your relationship to gambling. Evive is only available in select countries.
The majority of 2023, like after the football season ended, after the Super Bowl, I didn't really bet much. But I was still like thinking about it, and we'd like talk about it for like the upcoming season. But then when baseball started, this was the summer of 2023, we ended up going on another hot streak, and we went up to like $3,000 over the span of 2 weeks. And I was getting that feeling back that like, okay, this is possible. We could do it. And then I guess the good luck ran out. I lost everything. He made the smart move to cash out. I'm going into my freshman year of college now. And, you know, there's kids talking about it. People are talking about gambling. People are talking about betting. It just made me want to do it even more. I get back on Fliff, and here I go again, putting my own money in. There was one, like, big win that really kept me going, because I was on the verge of just stopping because I didn't think it was worth it at that point. I was watching the NFL preseason because I had nothing to do. I put in a $100 bet, which I had never done a bet that big before, on the Kansas City Chiefs to beat the Cleveland Browns. I still remember. And it was a live bet because the game was still going on and they were down like 2 touchdowns. And I was like, you know, anything could happen. They ended up winning. And I profited like $900 off of it. And I was like, holy crap, did that just happen? And, you know, the money hits my account. I'm like, all right, I'm good. I'm good for the week, you know. I should cash out. I have gas money now. I'm good. And then lost it all. Like, the next day, this feeling of so much regret, knowing, like, how could you lose all that money? Like, $900, it's a lot of money. The NFL season goes on. Me and my boy are doing our bets again. Like, nothing big, though. It was only, like, $10, $20 bets most of the time. Toward the end of that season, like 2023, I just kept losing. One of the main things that like kept me on it was it was always that feeling that like I was due to win because I had lost so many in a row, and I'd always be like one team off or one thing off, 1 point off, and that's what would keep me going, because I was like, well, if I'm this close, I'm gonna get the next one. And I never did. And then we go into 2024, I get a new job. And it's a lot higher paying than I'm used to. What happened there was I was like, all right, I'm making decent money now. I have some money to spend. Why not try to make money off my money to like become financially stable? That's when I kind of ditched Fliff and I went into FanDuel. I talked to my parents about it before I did it. And they would always tell me, just be careful, you know, like only spend what you can afford to spend. I'm only 20 and you got to be 21 to like make an account. My parents trusted me enough to, open up an account. So I did that. They had like all these cool like bonus bets and like these casino games and all this cool fun stuff. That's what it looked like, you know. So I put my first like $5 deposit in, and then I get all these bonus bets back. And I'm like, whoa, this is cool. And I didn't win any of the bonus bets. I went into the casino part and I was like, all right, let's try this roulette game. I'm on FaceTime with a couple of my friends and they're watching me do it. I start winning a couple and it goes like back to back to back. Off of like $5, I was now up to like 100. And I was like, whoa, that was quick. I just kept going and I was like, all right, this is house money now. Why should I cash out if I've already come this far? And then I was like, all right, guys, I'm going to bed. I hang up on the phone with them. I didn't go to bed. I kept playing. And I couldn't stop. I lost all that money. And then I was like, all right, it's fine. Like, I'm making money at work anyway. And, you know, I'm getting paychecks. I'm putting them into FanDuel.
Something that pops out to me throughout you retelling your story here is that you would have experiences where you were very close to winning. Like one off, like the parlay that you're talking about where you won 14 legs and then one was a loss. So that fueled you to keep going. This is actually something that's designed into casino games and naturally a part of the design of a parlay. It's called the near miss fallacy. And it's one of the many gambler's fallacies. But essentially what happens in our brains for those listening is, hey, we see that we almost won. It actually fires off just as much dopamine, if not more, than when we actually win, because it motivates us to get that next try, get that next one. So you said that you found yourself many times saying something like, oh, I'm due for a big win, or I've been on a streak, so I'm due to get it back. How do you think that fueled the addiction?
It was definitely a big contributor to me continuing to keep going, and it fueled the addiction a lot. When I would see like I'm that close to winning that money, I'd want to put another one in, and I'd want to keep going, and I'd want to raise the stakes. In my head, I'm telling myself, you're that close. You're that close. You're going to win the next one. But it never happened, and it won't happen.
All wins eventually become future losses, because when we're looking at the odds of the game, it's only a matter of time until reality catches up.
I kept doing it because I kept thinking I'd get one big win, and I could stop. That's the main thing that kept me going. Kept telling myself, you're one big win away. A couple more months go by, and my friends and I were planning a beach trip. But I didn't know how to tell them, like, I had no money. And I didn't want to sound like that guy. So I asked them to push it back. And, you know, I got my next paycheck. We ended up going. It was fun. But all I was thinking about is, like, I could have won more money. Or I could have had this money in my account now. Like, what am I doing? So, yeah, from, like, that period of February until late May, I was just putting money into FanDuel and losing. That was at the point where I was like, okay, this is enough. I should stop. And I did for a little bit. I was driving down to the beach. And you know those like billboards you see?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I see a big billboard. BetMGM. We'll match your $1,500 deposit. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, $1,500. That seems like free money to me. So I opened up a BetMGM account without telling anyone. I didn't tell my parents. I didn't tell my friends. I didn't even tell my girlfriend. It was this one night. It was super late at night. And I go in and I do a $1,500 deposit, which is crazy because I just feel like that's something I would never do. And, you know, I got the deposit match back. So now I had $3,000. And I was like, okay, I can work with this. I'm going to get it up to like $10,000 and then call it a night. So I found this slot game. It was like Slingo. So like you had to match the lines with the numbers to get a prize. So the stake to play the game, there was like 5, 10, 20, and 100. So I was like, all right, I got $3,000. I'm going to play $20 stakes. You know, I'm winning, I'm losing, I'm winning, I'm losing. I put it up to 100. The first game on, I won like $960. That was insane to me. Just like from one game, you can win that much. I kept playing that game all night. I literally didn't get any sleep. It ruined my next day because I couldn't sleep. I was just up playing. That one night, I kept winning and winning and winning, and I went up to like $9,000. Something in my brain was telling me to keep going, even though I knew the smart thing to do was to stop. I lost all of it. All my winnings, my whole night of sleep for nothing. And I pretty much worked my whole summer away. Like 10-hour shifts. Every paycheck I got was gone almost instantly. Every time I'd lose everything, I just would feel so sick. Like I wouldn't want to look at my bank account. I wouldn't want to do anything. I would just like want to sit in bed all day and just like, it was upsetting. So now it's really starting to get out of control. And I call my bank. I ask for a personal loan. They approved it. I got $2,500 from them. And I was like, okay, let's be smart here. I wasn't smart. I lost all of that trying to turn that or trying to like double it so I can give it back to the bank. But now I'm owe the bank money and I have to work more to pay off this debt. My last solution was to use my credit cards. And, you know, I had a good credit score too. I had two cards. I maxed both of them out and lost all that money that came out of the credit cards.
Gambling can absolutely wreck your finances, but you don't have to fix it alone. At GamFin, they help people struggling with gambling debt to take back control. Whether it's budgeting, debt management, or rebuilding your financial future, their experts are here with real solutions. No judgment, just support. Your money doesn't have to define you. Visit GamFin.org today and take the first step toward financial recovery by meeting with one of their financial advisors. Hope starts here. A lot of people who might be in their 40s or 50s watching this are saying to themselves, when I was 20, if I had that kind of money, I'd go out and I'd bought a car or I'd have bought like experiences or things. What was the driving factor for you to want to keep making more money?
Honestly, like, I've just always liked seeing the number in my bank account go up. I wanted to save up to buy a new car, which I eventually kind of did. I had a deal with my father. But I don't know. I kept falling under that amount. And in my head, I was like, you know, I could just win it back like that and then I'd be good. But that never happened. Like, I don't know. It was tough.
Yeah, I understand that. And like growing up, I didn't feel like we were ever like economically bad. Like we were doing fine. But I always felt like this strong desire to get more money to avoid problems, if that makes sense. Like I had to have all this money to make sure that my family's financial security was good and mine was good. But now when I look back, it kind of felt like an excuse to keep gambling. Do you feel that way a little bit?
Yeah, Rob, I do. I do feel that way a bit. Because like, I have it good at home. Like, we're financially stable. I've always been good with money. It was something about gambling. I don't know. Like, I think it was an excuse to keep going.
And what would you say to someone that views gambling as that quick money still? Like, this is my only way to make money quickly. What would you say to that person?
I would say the only way to truly make money and to have a stable source of income is to work hard, because at the end of the day, gambling, it's not real money and it will catch up to you. You know, there's going to be people that say like,
a lot of people who might be in their 40s or 50s watching this are saying to themselves, when I was 20, if I had that kind of money, I'd go out and I'd bought a car or I'd have bought like experiences or things. What was the driving factor for you to want to keep making more money?
Honestly, like, I've just always liked seeing the number in my bank account go up. I wanted to save up to buy a new car, which I eventually kind of did. I had a deal with my father. But I don't know. I kept falling under that amount. And in my head, I was like, you know, I could just win it back like that and then I'd be good. But that never happened. Like, I don't know. It was tough.
Yeah, I understand that. And like growing up, I didn't feel like we were ever like economically bad. Like we were doing fine, but I always felt like this strong desire to get more money to avoid problems, if that makes sense. Like I had to have all this money to make sure that my family's financial security was good and mine was good. But now when I look back, it kind of felt like an excuse to keep gambling. Do you feel that way a little bit?
Yeah, Rob, I do. I do feel that way a bit. Because like, I have it good at home. Like, we're financially stable. I've always been good with money. It was something about gambling. I don't know. Like, I think it was an excuse to keep going.
And what would you say to someone that views gambling as that quick money still? Like, this is my only way to make money quickly. What would you say to that person?
I would say the only way to truly make money and have a stable source of income is to work hard, because at the end of the day, gambling, it's not real money and it will catch up to you. you know, there's going to be people that say, like, I'm just going to win this money like that, and it's going to be quick, and then I'm going to have it. You could also lose all the money like that, then you don't have anything.
I've been through that, and your experience of losing money deep into the night is something that would happen to me on a regular basis as well, and to anyone that's probably watching this video, either to them or someone that they love, it's likely happened at least once or twice.
It just turned into this whole downward spiral, and I found myself putting like my entire paycheck into these apps and like not paying off my credit card bills, not paying back the loan, just thinking that I could win everything back and just have it all be over. But no, it just turned into like a complete nightmare. I was doing like $250 blackjack hands. I was up to putting like $300 on parlays that I knew weren't going to hit, but it was just the excitement, I guess, of thinking maybe it will. Every time I'd open up like Instagram, I'd see these influencers, I guess, everywhere. In my reels, in my feed, these accounts are popping up. I see the FanDuel account. I see the DraftKings account. In my head, I'm thinking like, why can't that be me? Like, what is so special about them? So I reached this breaking point. I'm losing all this money. And like at this point, I know I need to stop. So I did the most horrific thing that I can remember in like my 20 years of being alive. And my job, I worked in a home. I helped an autistic family. I took a blank check out of the mother's checkbook and I wrote it out and I attempted to cash it. This could have sent me to jail. And I am beyond thankful that it didn't. The legal things are still being figured out, but it's just like I broke her trust and I broke my trust with so many people by just keeping this beneath me and like lying about it. It twisted me into this person that like I knew I wasn't, because I've always been good with money growing up. My dad taught me well. I don't know. It just kind of like took over my brain. And I felt like I wasn't in control of my own actions at one point. So that's when I knew I'm done. Like, I'm done. I told my parents everything. You know, it was a shock. I told my friends. I told people I'm close with. And I went and I seeked help. I got connected to a one-on-one therapist who specialized in gambling addiction. He's been a big help. That's kind of my story. And it's been a roller coaster.
So it's been 90 days for you now, and I can remember my first 90 days away from gambling were honestly pretty shitty. Tell us about how the experience has been. How have you been feeling emotionally over the last 90 days?
Yeah, the experience has definitely been a roller coaster. I mean, like, the first day off of it, it was so hard not to go on my phone and go into my sportsbook apps and just try to place another bet to try to make everything okay, because in a way it was almost like a stress reliever for me, even though it was causing so much chaos in my life. Yeah, it's been a lot. I mean, emotionally it was very damaging. It hurt my mental health a lot. It made me lose some very, very important people in my life. The amount of stress it has caused has been unbearable. And it's just like, it's that overwhelming feeling of guilt and disappointment and shame, knowing that this all happened because of this addiction, thinking I could have done something differently. When I think back on it, you know, it's very hurtful. And that is how the casinos will get you. They will keep you in it. They will do whatever they can to keep you. They'll offer these bonuses. At the end of the day, they just want your money. And they will hook you in. But past 90 days, from day 1 to day 90, I am doing so much better without it. I'm starting to actually like live my life for me. I'm enjoying things. I found a love with working out again. A lot of self-improvement. Just, you know, rebuilding myself to become this new changed person, because I will not let gambling addiction define who I was.
So if you want to know more about AJ and his TikTok account, check the description of this video for more information about him. If you're looking for another story of someone who's battling a gambling addiction, then watch this video and let's keep getting better together one day at a time.